We have Bob Johnson going into left field for the American League. The announcement just coming over the PA system. Listen to the hand for Bob. Bob Johnson, who for so many years played here in Philadelphia as a member of the Philadelphia Athletics, this year with the Washington Senators, is greeted by the fans out here who want to call him their own boy when he was with the Philadelphia A's. Bob's having a great year with the Senators. Out in left field to replace Dick Wakefield. Chet Ladd is still in center. George Case is still in right. Ken Keltner still at third. Stevens at short. Bobby Dorr on second. Rudy York at first. Jake Gurley catching. He's been in there since the game started. Tex Houston is on the mound for the American League. The score is 5-2 in favor of the American League as we go into the first half of the eighth inning with Augie Galland stepping in to hit. Switch hitter is batting left-handed against the right-handed pitching of Tex Houston. The first pitch to him is a little bit low, ball one. Galland, when he came up first time in the sixth inning, going in to pinch hit for Bill Nicholson, batted right-handed against left-handed pitching of Al Newhouse. And the pitch to Augie swung on and fouled back high up over the roof, back to the plate. Strike one, 1-1 the count. I've just been handed some information in which you'll be interested. The official paid attendance here tonight, 31,938. The net receipt, $65,174. The next pitch to Galland, Augie takes it, a little bit outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to count on Augie, leading off for the National League. First half of the eighth inning, 5-2 the score in favor of the American League. Dave Dahlgren's on deck, and we'll come Ernie Lombardi. Proceeds, you know, of tonight's game goes to the Ball and Bat Fund of Uncle Sam's Armed Forces, both here at home and abroad. And the next pitch to Galland, inside, ball three, 3-1 the count. Houston, all set to work, pitches. Galland takes it, and it's over that outside corner above the knees for a call strike. 3-2. They have a full count now on Augie. Left field pull over toward right. Keltner playing wide at third, over toward short. Here's the payoff pitch. Galland swings and hits a fly ball back to second out into short center. Stevens goes out, coming in as Labs. Labs calls for it and makes the catch in short center for the out. Galland flied to Chet Labs in short center field for out number one. Stepping in to hit now is Babe Dahlgren of the Philadelphia Phils. He's been playing both first base and third base. Put Babe Dahlgren anywhere in that infield, he'll play it for you. That's right-handed. Get into a double play in the sixth inning when it looked as if the National League was about to start a rally. Houston all set, works. Dahlgren swings and fouls it off. Up over the roof to the right of home plate. A little bit to the right and above the National League dugout. No balls, one strike on Dahlgren. Outfield over toward left. Houston throws. Dahlgren swings and fouls another one back. This one against the screen for strike two. The score, the American League 5, the National League 2. It's the first half of the eighth inning. It's the 11th annual All-Star Game, the broadcast of which is coming to you with the compliments of the Gillette Safety Razor Company. And the pitch to Dahlgren. Swung on to smash on the ground out to short. Stevens takes it on one hop. There's his throw over to York in time for the out, and they're two away. Two up and two down for the National League. First half of the eighth inning. Dutch Leonard started the game for the American League. Went three innings. Hal Newhouse came in. Went three innings. And then Tex Houston took over in the seventh. Here's Ernie Lombardi stepping up. Tom bats him right-handed. Outfield very deep over toward left. Houston into the windup. Overhand pitch, inside and up around the shoulders, ball one to Lombardi. Ernie at the plate uses an interlocking grip, the index finger of his left hand in between the little finger and the other finger of his right hand. Lombardi looks the next one over, it's inside for ball two. This boy generates a terrific lot of power when he connects. Houston all set. Here's his pitch. Lombardi swings and lines one out into center field. Labs comes racing in and takes it for the out. So Lombardi lines out to Labs in center for the third out. National League goes out in order in the first half of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Score at the end of 7.5 innings, 5-2 in favor of the American League. You know, a writer in one of the weekly magazines recently pointed out that a dry whisker is as tough as aluminum and annealed copper. That isn't news, of course. Gillette technicians have known it right along, whereas the rest of us have strongly suspected it, to say the least. But add to this the fact that the average man's beard consists of some 15,000 of these copper-like whiskers, and you'll realize that a razor blade must have plenty of stuff to give you one quick, easy shave after another. Believe me, fans, that's what today's Gillette Blue Blade has lots of. The steel is actually hard enough to cut glass. The edges are the sharpest ever honed and the smoothest finished. When you need blades, it certainly pays to ask for the kind that shaves the easiest and lasts the longest. Make no mistake, that's today's Gillette Blue Blade. Well, here we go in the last half of the eighth inning. Al Javery is doing the pitching now for the National League, having taken over. First man he faces is Rudy York, right-handed hitter. Javery into the windup, here's the pitch to York. Rudy takes it, it's high, ball one. York has been up to plate twice and struck out twice. On deck is Chet Labs, then will come Jake Early. Outfield over toward left and deep, Rudy. Glenn in left, Maggio in center, Musial in right for the National League outfield. Here's the pitch to Rudy. He swings and smacks one on the ground out past Herman's determined and great bid for it into center field for a base hit. Ball fielded by DiMaggio. He throws into second, and York holds on it first with a single to center. Hart smashed through the box out over second. Billy Herman made a valiant stab for the ball and almost came up with a sensational play, though we doubt if he had gotten the ball if he'd had a chance to get Rudy because he's running out toward left field and he made his effort. So it's a single to center for Rudy York. And here's Chet Labb stepping up as a walk, strikeout, and on by an error in his three appearances. Swings and he misses at the first pitch from Al Javery for strike one. Outfield over toward left and deep for Chet. Billy Herman at second in about four or five paces. Eddie Miller in four or five paces at short in double play position. Should the opportunity present itself, the pitch comes into Labs. He swings on. It's a ground ball to Miller. Miller to Herman. Herman to Dahlgren. It's a double play. And so the boys were set just right for that. Labs hitting into a double play, the third which the National Leaguers have come up with this evening. Four which have been completed all told tonight, one by the American League. Labs hitting into a double play. Miller, shortstop, Herman, the second baseman, and Dahlgren, the first baseman. Here's Jake Early stepping up, bats him left-handed. Javery in his windup, and the first pitch to American League catchers outside. Ball one. 5-2, the score favor the American League. It's the last half of the eighth inning. No activity in either bullpen right now. Javery taking his time now. He's all set to work. Here's the pitch. Early takes it. It's a curveball. Broke low inside. Almost round the ankles. Ball two. Javery goes over to the rosin bag, give him a little touch. Two balls, no strikes. Early set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled up against the screen back of the plate for strike one. Two balls, one strike. That's the count on Jake Early, backstop of the American Leaguers. Catching during the regular season for the Washington Senators. Start of the ball game tonight to catch the knucklers of Dutch Leonard, who started on the mound for the American League and has been in there ever since. Javery works. Here's the pitch. It swung on to ground ball, going out towards second. Herman coming in, picks it up, boots it, picks it up again, throws, but not in time. As Jake Early beats the throw. It was a slow bounder on which Billy Herman had to come in fast for. He picked the ball up, then dropped it, and by the time he reached back, picked it up, and made his throw, Early was across the bag, ahead of the throw, and so he's safe. We'll wait for the official scorer's decision. It probably will be charged an error to Billy Herman. Here's Bobby Doerr up. Bobby's had a home run and a single in three trips. First pitch to the right-handed hitter. He takes it. Started his swing, but checked his swing as the pitch wasn't quite to his liking and was inside for ball one. There are two outs. Early on at first. Javery looking in to get the sign for Lombardi. There's the stretch. It's over at the runner. Here's the pitch coming in. It swung on. It's a fly ball going deep out to left field. Under it is Augie Galland. He's in fair territory and makes the catch just inside the foul line for the third out of the inning. And so that's all for the American League in the last half of the eighth. No runs, one hit, one error for the National League. One man left on base for the American League. And thus the score at the end of eight innings of play. The American League 5, the National League 2, as we go into the first half of the ninth inning. 5-2 in favor of the American League. For those of you who might have tuned in late, I might tell you very quickly that the National League took a one-run lead in the first inning when Hack and Herman, first two men up for the National League, are singled in succession. Herman single, sending Hack to third. Hack tagged up and scored after Musial had flied to Labs in center. Then in the last half of the second inning, with the National League leading 1-0, With one out, Morton Cooper walked both Labs and Early, and then Bobby Doerr drove a home run into the lower stands in left field, scoring Labs and Early ahead of him, giving the American League a 3-1 lead. 3-1 lead. They made it 4-1 in the third inning on doubles by Keltner and Wakefield. Made it 5-1 in the fifth on a walk to Case and a single by Vern Stevens. Made it 5-1, and then the National League picked up one run in the sixth inning. Totals at the end of eight innings, the American League 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. The National League 2 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors. So we're ready to go now into the first half of the ninth inning. Tex Houston on the mound for the American League. And it's Vince DiMaggio leading off for the National League. Vince has had 2-for-2, a single and a triple since he's gone into the game. First pitch to him. He takes it and it's in there for a called strike. First half of the ninth inning. 5-2, favor the American League. Tex Houston, strong arm right-hander. All set to work. Here's his pitch. DiMaggio swings, sends a drive, going deep by the left field, going, and it is gone. Up in the left field. Vince DiMaggio, as if to say, well, if Big Brother Joe can't be here tonight, I'm going to make up, and little brother Dominic, both of whom are in the armed forces, I'm going to make up for him. And he drove one into the upper stands in deep left field for a home run, and thus he has a single, a triple, and a homer, and 3 trips to the plate tonight. Here he is, Eddie Miller up, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike. That makes the score 5-3 in favor of the American League. It's the first half of the ninth inning. Nobody out, one run in. Eddie Miller, the batter. Tex Houston into the windup. Here's the pitch, and Eddie Miller takes it. Fastball inside, ball one, 1-1 the count. And that was what we might call and have often called, and really was a prodigious clout. Up into the upper deck in the left field stands, over toward left center. Eddie Miller swings and fouls the pitch off. Back to the plate, up against the screen for strike two. One ball, two strikes the count on the National League shortstop. Outfield deep over toward left. Little action now in the National League bullpen. Left-hander throwing, Max Lanier of the Cardinals. Next pitch into Eddie Miller. Wide of the mark, ball two, 2-2 the count. 2-2 the count on Eddie Miller. First half of the ninth inning, 5-3 now, favor of the American League. National League threatening in what may or may not be their last chance tonight. Here's the pitch, Miller swings and he misses for strike three. That's the second strikeout chalked up by Tex Houston. Little activity in the American League bullpen. Jim Bagby of the Cleveland Indians, a right-hander, and Oscar Judd, a left-hander of the Boston Red Sox, are warming up. Pinch hitter now for the National Leaguers. Coming in to bat for Al Javery is Lonnie Frye of the Cincinnati Reds. Bats him left-handed. Tex Houston goes into his windup. Here's the pitch to Frye. Lonnie takes it to fastball just above the knees for a called strike. We're in the first half of the ninth inning. The score of the American League 5, the National League 3. One out, one run in by virtue of Vince DiMaggio's homer. Houston pitches to Lonnie Frye. Frye takes it and it's in there for called strike two. And Texas bearing down. Houston all set. Doesn't take too much time between pitches. He throws. Frye swings and sends a drive out in the center field. Chet Labs is waiting for it. Still waiting. Taps his glove and makes the catch for the out. And so there are two away. And here's Stan Hack, leadoff man for the National League, stepping up. He had a single in the first inning and a single in the seventh inning. 2 out of 4 for Stan tonight. Max Lanier pauses in his throwing in the National League bullpen to watch the action. 2 outs, nobody on. First half of the ninth inning, 5-3 favor the American League. Houston rocks in the box and he goes into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on, it's fouled off. Back to third base. Past Billy Southworth for strike one. Hack getting hold of an outside pitch, trying to drive it inside the third baseline. Drove it foul. Strike one. Billy Herman is on deck. He'll hit next if Hack gets on. There's 2 outs, nobody on base. 1 run in, first half of the ninth inning. The American League leading 5-3. Tex Houston looks in to get the sign from Jake Gurley. Stan Hack digs in. Here's the pitch. Hack takes it, and it's low outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Houston standing on the hill. The ball in his right hand behind him, looking in to get the sign from his battery mate. All set to work. Here's his pitch. Hack swings and smashes one over Rudy York's head out in the right field for a base hit. George Case fields the ball, throws into second, and Hack holds on it first. There was a line drive which hit in front of York. Rudy was all set to feel it when suddenly the ball skipped up over his shoulder, over his head, out into right field for a single.
And so that's Hack's third hit of the evening. And for the National League, their 10th hit of the evening. Billy Herman steps in, and if history should repeat itself, Herman is due for a base hit, because each time Hack has singled, so has Herman following him tonight in the first and seventh innings. Tying run at the plate right now. Here's the pitch. Herman takes it outside for ball one. And with that base hit, Max Lanier goes back to warming up in the National League bullpen. 5-3 the score. Hack on it first. Herman batting. The pitch comes in. Billy swings. A line drive out in the left field. Wakefield, Johnson rather, goes over and grabs it for the game ending out. The ball game is over, and the American League wins it. 5-3. We'll have the totals for you in a moment or so. Another moment, Bill Corum will take over the mic and give you the highlights of this evening's game as he saw them. But first, Bill, if you don't mind, let me add a postscript from shaving headquarters. Most of us men think that the hotter the weather, the faster whiskers grow, like corn does out in Iowa. Well, I guess there's a lot to that. But here's something I know for sure. No matter how fast your whiskers grow, nor how tough, when you shave with a Gillette Blue Blade, you get a swell lift. Yes, sir, I said lift. Why talk about hot weather pickups that make a man feel as refreshed as he looks? Brother, you just can't beat the sort of shaves the Gillette Blue Blade gives you. Now, that's not hard to understand either. For without exception, no other blade in all the world is as sharp or smoothly finished. And if you're interested in economy, remember that the Gillette Blue Blade not only outperforms, but also far outlasts all other blades. Here are the totals on the game for the American League. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. For the National League, 3 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors. Dutch Leonard, the starting pitcher for the American League, is the winner. The loser is Mort Cooper, who started for the National League. In addition to Dutch Leonard, who worked 3 innings, Hal Newhouser worked 3, so did Tex Houston. And for the National League, it was Mort Cooper, Johnny Vandermeer, Stuart Sewell, and Al Javery. And now to step in and give you his always welcome, colorful, and analytical observations of tonight's game, is our old sidekick, many previous Gillette broadcasts, one of America's premier sports authorities and observers. Glad to have him with us again tonight, and always glad to say hello to Bill Corum.
I'm glad to be here too, Mel. I can tell you that, because this was a great show and a great ball game. The National League tried to play Kitty Bar the Door here and couldn't quite pull it off, because Bobby Dorr, Los Angeles, California, and the Boston Red Sox drove a home run into the lower pavilion of the left field stands in the second inning to win this ball game for the American League per adventure. A strange angle to it, and one that's never happened before in any other All-Star game, was that the entire game was played without a single New York Yankee appearing in the American League lineup. I say that's never happened before, and the American League has almost always won on a home run. Not always, but I believe about 7 times out of the 8 games they have now won of the 11 played. Babe Ruth, the old guy who stood alone, started it off out there in Chicago. The first one was Mr. Connie Mack, the host here tonight for this game, the great old veteran, 80-year-old manager of the Athletics, was managing the American League, and Babe's home run was the deciding factor there in the first All-Star game. And today, tonight rather, it was Bobby Dorr with two men on base. Cooper had put him there by a walk. I think sometime the National League will get around to the fact that Mort Cooper doesn't go very good against the American League. He didn't in the All-Star game last year when he was the losing pitcher, and he certainly didn't tonight when he had a flurry of wildness before that home run that really settled the ball game before it was fairly started. Vandermeer came on, double no-hit Johnny, and pitched beautiful ball to tie old long pants Carl Hubbell's record for 11 strikeouts, which is the record for All-Star games, 6 of which he got tonight and 5 of which he had before. He's also been the winning pitcher in one of the 3 games that the National League has won. Unless I'm in error, that's the one in Cincinnati. Vandy started that and won it. And he holds this record and has always pitched beautiful ball as he did tonight, which is a paradox, because Vandermeer in his own league, of course, doesn't rate up, at least in the statistics, with Cooper. I have a funny little angle on that might interest you. Certainly will interest fishermen. Every time that Vandy goes fishing, he comes back and pitches great baseball. And yesterday, being a day off, he went over to New Jersey where he lives and went fishing, just as he'd done before he pitched his second no-hit and no-run game over in Brooklyn in a night game. He's always particularly effective against under the lights, and it seems that when he goes fishing, it's a great omen for him. But of course, it didn't help the National League any tonight because he started after the ball game was already lost. Cooper had one little slight alibi, which I don't know whether Red and Mel have told you about or even know. Gary Schumacher just told me because he happened to be with him this afternoon. He was lighting a cigarette last night, and the match flared up, as they sometimes do, and left a little blister on his pitching hand, and perhaps that had something to do with his effectiveness of his curve. Because Gary said that Mort thought that it might possibly be that if he had to use too many curveballs, that might break open. Whether it did or not, we can't tell from up here, but he was not an effective pitcher tonight. Doors, homer, and single made him the outstanding hitter, I believe, for the American League. And Stanley Hack got three hits and scored one of the National League's three runs. And Vince DiMaggio nobly upholding the honor of the DiMaggios with Joe in the Army and Dom down in the Navy at Norfolk, got three hits and scored the other two, the last being his ninth inning home run, which just kept the Cubs alive a little bit longer because I repeat that the ball game practically was over to all intents and purposes after Mugio made that despairing snatch up the left field stand to try to pull Doerr's home run back, and you can't pull him back once they're in there. That settled the ball game, though the National League battled along valiantly, using player after player, all the big hitters. Mel Ott coming in for his 10th All-Star game, one of the two players to do that, struck out, and Billy Herman had a very bad night of field with two errors, very unusual for him, but he also got a couple of hits to make him the leading hitter in this All-Star game. He was hitting .440 up to the night, and with two tonight, of course, he leads everybody else because he's had more chances. I repeat that Bill Dickey, who was expected to get in this game, being a Yankee, couldn't have got in since no Yankees did. And the fellas who played tonight played the McCarthy formula. Joe McCarthy goes to win these ball games. He made one little change in his ball club, and that's when he put Bob Johnson into left field to give a little more fielding strength out there in place of Dick Wakefield, the great kid from Detroit and Chicago, a member of the Tigers, because Joe really goes, as we said over the air last night in talking to him, all out to win these games. By which I don't mean to infer that Billy Southworth didn't, because he was, if anything, really cocky down there on the bench tonight when I talked to him. And that reminds me that Lieutenant Colonel Larry McPhail was over there tonight bringing a message from Judge Patterson of the War Department, the acting Secretary of War, thanking Commissioner Landis and President Frick of the National League, President Bill Harridge of the American League for this great bat and ball fund and all of baseball's many contributions to war relief and whatnot. And that reminds me that the receipts tonight were $65,174, which with the radio rights makes approximately $90,000 that goes into this baseball kit fund. It's not exactly bat and ball fund because they have catcher's masks and protectors and shin guards and everything else. It goes into that equipment fund at least, which is a pretty nice take. 31,938 fans paying $65,174 and $25,000 for the radio rights, which the Gillette Safety Razor Company paid. The crowd is leaving the stands now and pouring out across the field. I wouldn't say it was a truly exciting baseball game, just a good game all the way through. There were no stellar fielding plays, no terrifically exciting moments, because while the National League did try desperately to get back, it could never seem to get the hit at the right time. Mugio, with the National League leading off, Hack and Herman with hits to begin the ball game off of Emil Dutch Leonard, the winning pitcher, couldn't deliver when the hit might have at least offset Doerr's home run and put the senior circuit away to a flying start. Later along, Mugio drove a beautiful double over third base, which had it come in that spot would have helped a lot. And he got a chance again with two men on and couldn't deliver, so his good hit of the game came at exactly the wrong time for the Southworth crew. It was a grand show. perfectly played in every way. I don't mean in the sense that there were no errors, because there were, one for the American League and three for the National, two of those going to Herman and the other to Hack. But it was there was no squawking or quarreling about it. It was a clean ball game and as good a one as you would want to see without, I repeat, any great number of thrills. So that's the story, fans, and there isn't any more. Smooth sailing, smooth shaving, and good night from your host. Gillette Safety Razor Company, Red Barber, Mel Allen, and yours truly, Bill Coral.